Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on what is a very wet summer's evening in London. That's 7 o'clock British summer time. Well, another very interesting day in the markets. Looks like today is almost the opposite of yesterday in that the European markets are up a bit. The DAX is up 14, the CAC up 27, FTSE up 14. Whereas, well, at the time of recording, the S&P is down 3 and the Dow is down 33. Of course, that could all change by close, as it so often does. As just looking at some of the equity indices rebounding from that sort of the bottom of the range last week, the very what is without the shadow of a doubt the strongest is the FTSE 100, that has literally stormed along, and that is it's up quite convincingly again today, closed right at the top of its range, up 14 points. And that is really, quite surprising to my mind in view of the strong oil price. And I've put up two news stories today in the comment of the day regarding oil. What I have also been looking at, and I'll post these charts tomorrow, are natural gas and home heating oil. Because what we'd like to see is some sort of commonality in the sector. While home heating oil is really just a very strong trend, very measured, natural gas was down again today, and it's really looking like quite a bearish chart at the moment, which I'm finding difficult to rationalize, purely because oil is so strong, and you'd think that they would go in tandem. But we'll go with what the charts are telling us, and the charts are telling us that it's looking quite bearish. Moving on now to the currencies, and the euro against the dollar has been very firm the last couple of days at 120, well, hanging above the 120 level, and it seems to be putting in quite a, it's put in 5 days of support there now. 3 days it sort of tested the 120 level and rebounded back up from it, and today was no different. That's exactly what it did today. Looking at the British pound, and that has sort of come down a little bit. It's I would say the support there is around 180. It hasn't gone down to test that yet. It sort of rallied up a bit from the sort of 181 level, but it's looking sort of quite mundane today. It's had quite a long, quite a big range on the day, but it still hasn't broken anything at all around that 182 level. Looking at the yen was against the dollar was quite weak again today, and that's at 110.57. That's towards the bottom of the range on the day. So there's just not really an awful lot to talk about in currencies. On the other hand, in the government bonds, the treasuries were up again today, and at present they're towards the top of the range. They're actually at the high from yesterday, so they're back into that sort of range that we've seen for pretty much all of July, which is around that 108 level, actually slightly above it at the moment, actually almost at 109. So those it looks like it's going to sort of continue in that sort of ranging pattern unless we see some sort of break of the highs we had in mid-July. Just going on now to the JGBs. And they were up the last couple of days, but not by very much. And again, they're still looking quite bearish. They're looking weak, and of all the government bonds, they're definitely the weakest. I'm going to refer now to the overlay chart that I put on the website today. I must have apologized for that noise behind me. That'll tell you how hard the rain is in London. That actually the rain is setting off car alarms. But what I've done there is I was looking at the grains, and pretty much all of the grains are looking weak, as well as cotton. I don't think you really put that in with those, and I didn't put it into the composite index I created. So what I did was I took the four grains. That was wheat, corn, oats and soybeans, and I put them in an equally weighted index. And I did the same then with the livestocks, and I then put them on an overlay chart. What I was looking for was any kind of correlation, and what I'm looking at on the chart now is that it seems that the grains tend to lead the livestocks, but not really by very much. It was certainly the case earlier on in the chart, back in the early 90s. There was a lot of divergence then. There wasn't a lot of correlation at all in the sort of 99 to 2002, where they really diverged. But you can see that there were peaks on the grains slightly before there were peaks on the livestocks. So now we're looking at levels where the grains have really become very, very oversold, and they're going down to test very historic low levels, whereas the livestocks are, a couple of them are approaching historic highs, but they are starting to turn down. And what that is really starting to indicate to me is that, and looking at them historically, is that when they do retrace, they retrace very violently. So if you have any long positions in any of those livestocks, I would definitely be looking at putting in the money stops in and putting trailing stops in, because those, if they do decide to come down, that they probably will come down very violently. On the other hand, I am definitely looking at the grains, because just looking at the charts historically, these have a bit of a penchant for V reversals. So as they approach those historically low levels, there is a chance that we will get, maybe a 10% or 15% move in or on the upside, and that might be something that we'll be looking into. Of course, this might not happen for another 6 or 7 weeks, so it's just, those are charts just to keep an eye on. Thank you for some of the emails I was sent today, and if there's any other charts that anyone would like to see, or if there's anything at all that I can do to improve the service that you're getting from us, don't hesitate to send me an email. And thank you very much for listening.